Welcome to the Dan and Mary Jo Show on ESPN Sports Radio 1300. Be a part of the show by calling 381-1313 or tweet your comments to @DReefer or @MJP18. Now, here are Dan Reefer and Mary Jo Perino.
Good morning, Mary Jo.
Good morning, Daniel.
It is game day.
Hey, yeah.
And it's in Louisville right now.
Yeah. Could there be a bigger dichotomy 70 miles apart right now?
It reminds me of when Kentucky missed the NCAA tournament and Louisville was named the number one overall seed.
Yes.
That's the kind of, deal going on. And I got to give it to Louisville fans. There's some good signs out there this morning.
Yeah. And a big crowd, as it should be. Even the hosts of game day took some jabs at Kentucky this morning.
Mm.
And
the butt of all jokes.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that happens when you start the way they've started.
Yeah.
And then expect anyone to get hype at all for a New Mexico State game at home.
You know, I thought about this. Should we just continue down the negative road? Because they've left us no options, really. Or you try to get on the positive train and get behind the team and all that stuff. And here's what I've come to the realization of. They're not going to buy out Mark Stoops. It's not going to happen.
No.
If he...
I think you're right. But I do also think...
Unless they lose
every game, yeah.
I mean, if Kentucky were to lose today, which I just don't see that happening. But, you know, if they lose the rest of the games or win one or just win two and that's it.
Like today in Austin Peay.
Yeah, then there would be a lot of talk about wanting to buy him out, but I still don't know. I don't know that they would pony up the money for it.
And much has been written about it. It's not just Stoops' buyout.
Right.
There's assistance buyouts, too, so it's to the tune of about $18 million.
Yeah.
But I think it goes back to maybe you don't give a coach a contract that has a $12 million buyout.
Right. Yeah, at that point, there was so much momentum going in his favor. And then I think it was it was twofold. One, I think it was other schools were pursuing Mark Stoops. His name was being tossed around at other places because in just his second year, he had gotten Kentucky within a game of bowl eligibility. And here he was, eight games into his third season, needing one more win to get bowl eligible. So he was looked like he had done a lot already, plus the recruiting. And then I think it was somewhat of a reward, too, for his efforts in getting the funds secured to build the facilities.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I can remember after last season, all the negativity. And I think I got a chance to interview Mark Stoops one-on-one around Christmas. And almost every question I asked him was about something negative. And he was on the defense a little bit, which he had been since the season ended. And one thing he pointed to was the stuff that he's been able to get done. So they've done everything but win on the field. So I think a little bit of the contract extension was a reward for that peace of mind. Don't worry about it. You're going to get all the time you need. We trust in you. We believe in you. And you're not going anywhere else, right?
Yeah, and Mark Story wrote about that this week, and it is hard to remember what you felt that day,
right?
When it happened, mm-hmm. when the contract extension happened, versus where we feel like we are today. You know, it's now it looks like what a giant mistake, and you know all that. But at the time, it was like, well, okay, things are moving in the absolute right direction, and so it's you know. As Jesse Palmer said the other night on TV, hindsight is 50-50.
Oh, Jesse. Wow. I tell you what the jinx was for me on Mark Stoops. If this thing does not ever turn around, it's they made that Maker's bottle and put him on it. They put him on a Maker's bottle before he had done anything. You have to win on the field. To get on a Maker's bottle,
yeah.
Don't you?
Yeah, yes.
You have to have wins. So they put him on it like year two.
Yeah.
And I said, oh, guys, are you that hard up? You're going to put up a coach who's won 7 of 24 games?
Your maker's mark, for God's sake.
Yeah. And so when that happened, I'm like, eh, this could be the end right here. This could have done it. But today, look, they're going to win today. They're going to win today. They're going to at least look like a team that is capable of playing better against other teams. It's not going to win the fan base back that's already, you know, felt
I was
like going to
say,
betrayed.
What do you need to see today? Because you don't want to see a 24-21 game.
No, you need to see a blowout. To see 56-20.
Yeah, it has to be a blowout, right?
That kind of came to mind because that was the last time Doug Martin played against Kentucky as a coach. He brought Kent State here in 2007. UK won that game 56-20. It doesn't have to be 56-20, but it needs to be 20. It needs to be three scores, three touchdowns or something like that, 20-something. It needs to be. The offense needs to look like it did in that first half against Southern Miss with explosive plays, but then it needs to add the ability to pound the rock, to have, you know, 10, 12, 13, 14 plays on a scoring drive. And then the defense cannot get gashed over and over again. It has to look like it can line up and stop somebody. Those DBs cannot leave guys wide open.
And there's got to be some pressure on the quarterback. I mean, has just got to be some pressure on the quarterback.
Yeah. All those things. Need to
all of them. And DJ Elliott said this week they don't have any playmakers on defense.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Gotta have one. And I understand there's some, you know, there were some other things at work over the last 2 years where, you know, this season you probably expected Jason Hatcher to be a great player. He's not here. Reggie Mint not here. I mean, I understand that. You know, so there's issues there. But, yeah, you need to have somebody.
You have the bodies, though.
Yeah.
What game? Let me think what game I was watching. Thursday night. Cincinnati.
And Houston.
And, gosh, there were freshmen all over the field. Now, you don't want to have too many true freshmen. But UK's got guys that have been there for a few years. Maybe they haven't played a whole lot. But they still should be able to play football. But, I mean, the players did kind of back up what we heard this week about the coaches saying, we got to simplify, we got to do our jobs and execute on defense. Like Derek Beatty, he said, yeah, I've seen it. I've seen my mistakes. I've seen where I've gone and tried to help somebody else and not do my job and then get burned. And he even went as far to say, I feel like we're embarrassing Coach Stoops.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, it's good to at least hear the players that they can see it and they still feel good about what they can do to fix it. It's not like they're all gloom and doom, we're not good enough. It's we're making too many mistakes. And then with Eddie Grant wanting to simplify and just he kind of painted a picture of there's one or two things going wrong here or there on every play, and we need them all to go right every time. So let's find the plays that we can do everything right and feel good about all the time.
Even if that's 25 plays.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll see. We'll see if that's the case. Because look, really, defensive football can be as simple as they have 11, you have 11. Pick a guy and go beat him. Pick that guy, beat him. Guy lined up across from you or the guy in the backfield, watch him, follow that number, stay on him, don't leave him, and win versus him. That's a win for the defense. You should still be able to tackle and stop people from scoring just by doing that.
You should, Dan. But I got to tell you, I had a nice little chuckle to myself after the Thursday night NFL game. In watching how brutal Buffalo's defense was, just awful, to wake up the next morning and find out they'd fired their offensive coordinator. And I thought, oh my God, it's just like Kentucky. We just keep getting rid of offensive coordinators. And the defense keeps staying so bad because clearly Stoops. And I'm, gosh, I don't want to make it sound like I'm advocating DJ Elliott's dismissal by any stretch. Mm-hmm. But him and Stoops have to have some sort of very strong relationship, right? I.e. the Ryan brothers.
Yeah. Yeah, there's no way that Rex was going to fire Rob. Well, Stoops said he was going to be more active coaching the defense. And the players said, oh, yeah, we could tell. We could feel his presence a little more. And then Elliott said, I don't know what you expect him to say, but he said, oh, yeah, we welcome it. He's a good defensive mind. I'm always glad to get his input. But it's not good. It's kind of like when your school is so bad, the test scores are horrible, and the state takes over. You know,
yeah,
that's kind of what this feels like. But Kentucky today, I think.
What is the line? I haven't seen the line.
It was 19, okay. 18, right around there.
Okay.
I think they do look better today, really. I don't want to, I'm still not ready to accept that the players are horrible. You know what I mean? I don't think many people are. I think even Doug Martin, the coach, of course, he's biased, a UK grad, but the coach over there at New Mexico State said, you can tell when you watch them on film, the linebackers, the skill positions, their speed, they look like SEC football players.
Yeah.
And he said they're not too far off. So there's still a chance, I guess. Still a chance, but I think today they look good enough to make you think that maybe they could beat somebody that's, you know, in the SEC.
I hope so.
All right, some sad news that we should get to is Charles Hurt, former Wildcat from Shelby County, won a state championship there, played under Joby Hall. He died at 55 years old, and he recently had stem cell surgery. He had leukemia. That was according to what Jack Givens and Joby Hall told the Lexington Herald Leader.
And that things had looked good.
Mm-hmm. So Charles Hurt.
55.
Yeah.
That's so young.
Gone at 55. 786 points in 124 games at UK from 1979 to 83. And he was the sixth round draft pick of Milwaukee in 1983, but he wound up spending his career in the military, in the Army. How fitting, Heroes Day at Commonwealth Stadium today.
Mm-hmm.
And then he became an assistant basketball coach at Shelby County just a few years ago, 2012. So, let's get to the phones. Anthony is on the line. Good morning, Anthony.
Hey, how you doing, people?
Hey, Anthony.
All right.
Good. I guess we want to talk about Charles Hurt a little bit, you know?
Yeah.
He was our muscle man, Superman, back in the day, if you think about it. Charles, he was, seemed like a really gentle guy, really all together. But you know, with the talent we had during those days of Sam Bowie, Melvin Turpin, Dirk Minifield, Derek Hoard, if you think about those players during that time and so forth, you know, there's so much talent around him. He didn't have to pressure himself to be the star player on the team. Mm-hmm. And I can always remember on the UK campus when I went to school there for a little bit and everything else over UK, I remember mentioning to Charles, hey, Charles, how you doing? You know, this and that. You know, of course, probably a lot of UK students did that. But I remember telling Charles, hey, have a good game against Indiana this weekend. They're playing against Bobby Knight and company.
Yeah.
But I think he did have a good game against Indiana. You got to go back and look at record books and everything else, too. And I can remember after Charles Hurt's senior year, after the season was over with, there was a college all-star game that was held in Memorial Coliseum. And if you can go back and look at records, Charles Hurt has scored like over 40 points in that all-star game.
Hmm.
Over 40 points in the All-Star game after his collegiate career was over with. And it just shows in the way that, you know, his talent really didn't blossom all the way through because we had so much talent all together on our team. And I remember one time, fellas, ladies and fellas, that there was one game in which Charles Hurt got involved in the fisticuffs or something like that against Charles Barkley. And both Charles Barkley and Charles Hurt got thrown out of the game.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, Auburn against Kentucky. I just remember some of the little incidents that have happened and so forth. And of course, he did his time in the military too and so forth. I'm a military veteran myself. So, you know, just bring up little incidents on Charles Hurt. Now, since we had, you know, Charles Hurt gone, Ed Davider and Mike Phillips. So, you know, that's part of my generation, really. And they're passing away now.
Yeah, buddy of mine, Brian Milam over at WKYT, texted me and said he believes Charles Hurt had the single season shooting percentage record up until Randolph Morris broke it. He shot 63% his senior year in 1983. And I was there last night at WKYT as we were doing football. And so they're going through old tapes trying to find, you know, footage of Charles Hurt.
Right.
And it was just interesting to see who was calling the games back then. Like Bob Dominey from Louisville.
Oh, really?
He was calling the game with Rob Bromley, one of them. And just back then, the players, and like I remember seeing a shot of Bo Lanter, Todd's dad.
Yeah.
Just seeing some of those guys back then, Dirk Minifield. It's always cool when you go look back at those old tapes.
You know, fellas, if a sports figure, especially for our area, if someone dies, say, like from a particular area, a particular team, seem like you – even the ones that are still with us now, you seem to, wow, that's the name I've forgotten. That's the person I've, you know, never thought about for a long time.
Right.
And those names need seem to come up again, even with when death was in the basketball family.
Well, there was also, you know, now we see so many physical specimens in the game of basketball, but 30 years ago, they were fewer and far between, and Charles Hurt certainly had a body on him that you just didn't see every day.
No.
In the 70s and 80s.
Yeah, you might, him and Kalina
Osibuki.
Yeah, they had the same type of bodies, you might say, really, if you think about it. And, they were before their time. I guess, really, if you think about it, since, you know, Joe Hall started the weight training situation for basketball players, I guess they had to have a little bit to do with it, but natural, you know, more like natural ability, natural physical ability, you might say, that they have and everything else. But, you know, under Joe Hall did start that weight program back in the 70s and so forth, and I guess it extended to the 80s, too, to his 80s Wildcat teams.
Yeah. Did you want to talk football at all?
My football thing is Kentucky has to turn it around today. We can at least go the rest of the way, hopefully 6-4. We got 10 more games to go, you know? So that's still a lot of games to go. And then, of course, the SEC, if you think about it. So if you look at it, if we can just make an improvement, I hate to say this, you know. I know Snoop's talked about not having close losses, but even close losses would be good right now, as long as they can be competitive on the field. And my situation with Stoops is that with the recruiting that we have, if you can compare the recruiting of our former coaches, and Rich Brooks, maybe Jerry Claiborne, just look at it, and I can't say right now with Hal Mumming, but the situation of getting these 4-stars and 5-star players, you know, I keep hearing a situation where Brooks was getting the 2-star and the 3-star. But the thing about it with Stoops now that I look at it, is development. Development.
Yeah.
Is he developing these players?
I think that's the question a lot of people have.
That's the big one. Because, you know, he keeps talking about stacking recruiting class on top of recruiting class, like good recruiting classes on top. So that's how you do it. You keep getting good players on top of good players on top of good players. So his recruiting classes have been better than any coach before him, yet you're not seeing the results on the field yet. Whereas his predecessors, you know.
It was kind of the opposite.
Yeah.
It was Rich Brooks found these guys that.
Yeah. Didn't get the 4-stars.
Yeah.
Evaluating. Well, John Clay had an article about it. The recruiting stars versus the evaluating. Evaluation of talent. So, yeah, that's something. Something that you got to see. And then.
Yeah, you know, if you think about the evaluation, even of the coaches, if you think about it, like, nobody's really talking about too much of the Hal Mumming era. Mm-hmm. Or the 1 or 2 years that Guy Morse was here at the time.
Yeah. Yeah, he got a lot out of
the situation of Jerry Claiborne. Mm-hmm. Oh, wow. You know, I say Jerry Claiborne developed his players, if you really look at it, when he first came in, what they were like 0-10 or something like that. Or
yeah.
Whatever. And then they wind up going to the bowl. And the situation of our situation, now, the last 2 years, if you know, for the Wildcats in football, we have gotten off to a good start. This time it's the opposite.
Yeah.
Now, could it be a situation now
where we win the last six games of the season? I'll take it.
Oh, wow. I tell you, you know, 2 years ago, if you remember, when we lost that game against Florida, which we should have won, and we should have gone to a bowl, I think it would be a different conversation today.
Well, for sure.
We lost that one game.
Yeah.
So would
and that gives you another month of bowl practice.
If they
like
beat Louisville last year,
yeah.
If they just hung on to win that game. Totally different conversation. Hey, Anthony, we got to run. We got to get to a break. Thank you so much for calling in, though.
All right, Kate, you're welcome.
Yeah, and the thing about it was, you know, talking about the player development, is what has Stoops been saying? We have got to find a way to finish, right? So everything we've done in the offseason, everything we've done in training camp is pushing them more, expanding their capacity, giving them more. We have
31%
more. 31%
more
this time this year than or this time last year. And now they are turned completely around and saying we gave them too much.
Yep.
Mm.
Yep.
381-1313. We'll be back with more on the Dan and Mary Joe Show.
On ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
The Dan and Mary Joe Show continues after this on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
Lucky's Auto Sports is Central Kentucky's largest window tinting facility. Defining ride since 1999. Want to cut down on glare while you're driving? Want to protect your interior? Want that stylish look of darker windows? Bring your car or truck to Lucky's Auto Sports for same-day service and let us tint your windows today. Our staff has over 40 years' experience and all the tools of the trade in auto tinting to ensure quality service. And all of our professional window tinting for your car, truck, RV, or SUV is backed by a lifetime warranty on bubbling, peeling, and fading. Lucky's Auto Sports only uses high-performance films, and all of our tint is computer cut. That means a machine cuts the tint before our technicians apply it to your vehicle's windows, so everything looks factory installed. Call us at 859-299-4444. Or get a quote and download coupons at LuckysAutosports.com today. That's Lucky's Auto Sports, your source for window tinting, auto and truck accessories, car audio, remote starts, and more.
Command and conquer.
That's really what you want to do when it comes to cleaning your home or office.
You want to say, this is what needs to be done, and then you want it done, and you want it done well.
That's why Command & Conquer Cleaning has so many satisfied customers. You tell them what you want done, and they take care of the rest. Cleaning your home or office with satisfaction guaranteed. Call or text 859-302-0142, 859-302-0142 for your free consultation and quote. Command & Conquer Cleaning provides a quality job at the most affordable prices. Locally owned and operated, so you get service unmatched in the business. Call or text Lori today for your free consultation and quote at 859-302-0142. That's 859-302-0142.
Command and conquer.
That's how cleaning should be.
Hurry to Aurora Pools and Spas for hot deals on spas to warm up the cool nights that are ahead. Check out the huge new selection to choose from, starting at just $36.95. Aurora proudly carries six industry-leading brands, now including Hot Spring. Hurry in today and shop the huge selection of spas and get the hottest deals that will warm up those cool nights in your new spa from Aurora Pools and Spas. Family-owned and operated for over 30 years in Lexington. Located at 1512 Colesbury Circle, just off New Circle Road. Call Aurora today, 299-2932.
The Dan and Mary Joe Show, local and live. Call 381-1313 to be a part of the show or tweet them at DReefer or at MJP18. Now back to Dan and Mary Joe on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
Little soul on a Saturday morning.
Yeah, we talked a little Black Crowes last week.
Yeah. I mean, you get me going on that, forget it.
Yeah.
You don't want me going on that. Let's get to Dave. Dave's on the line. Good morning, Dave.
Hey, how y'all doing?
All good, right, Dave. How are you?
Yep. This is Mary Jo Freno Ford. I'm with your husband.
No, I know. I know exactly who you are.
But anyway, I just want to talk a little bit. UK football, it's not a pretty sight, as usual. But we've all been UK fans long enough. I mean, it is what it is. It's really depressing almost. Like, I tailgate every UK home game. I'm going down there now. It's just kind of just like, not even really excited about
no,
it.
No, like, I know. That's the thing. It's like, golly, give us something.
Well, that, you know, our last caller was talking about that, where there's so many games left. And just you could hear the frustration in his voice, like, we still got 10 games left. But that's the thing, man. You're so excited for football season when it finally gets here. And you just can't wait. And all the great games, you got so much hope. And then you're like, oh, man, we suck.
And now,
only two games in.
I know. And now I'm like, there's 10 more games? Oh, we got to talk about 10 more games?
Yeah.
I mean, this is going to be the conversation every week. I mean, first of all, I mean, if you have a good quarterback, you can have a team around them that is not good or either below average and still be a good or average team.
Yeah.
But if you don't have a quarterback in football, you don't have a team. It doesn't matter. Look at the Vikings right now. The Vikings have a good team is what they're saying from head to toe.
Yeah.
But they don't have a quarterback. So, our quarterback numbers from last week, I don't even know if you could beat somebody that bad in Madden, how bad that was.
Yeah.
And you had to bring up the Vikings, didn't you? My God.
I mean, I don't know. That was just something that came to my mind. But, I mean, these are supposed to be his, you know, with all of his players now. There really isn't player development that I see. Matt Elam is still a soft batch cookie. He doesn't get down. I mean, yeah, he had a lot of stars coming out of high school. I guess he went down to Alabama and worked out a couple times, and everybody acts like we stole him from Alabama. I'm pretty sure Alabama said, man, you might play when you're a senior or you might get on goal line. So, I mean, he's not a run stopper. He's not a pass rusher. He's big. He's not flexible. He doesn't even get his hand in the dirt. It's really not going to look good. And I think today they're probably going to, like, because they're desperate, so you're going to see, like, reverses, maybe, like, double-A gap blitzes, a lot of exotic stuff. We'll win this game, but it's like, why do that stuff now just to get it on tape? So when you play against South Carolina and all them, they're going to have stuff to watch. Like, let's watch out for this.
Their best bet today is to line up and run the football and you know, pass maybe 40% of the time and just run.
And just hope. And also just hope that Florida State wins.
That's what happened to us running the ball.
That's a good question, too.
Yeah.
Yeah. I am.
But Drew Barker, you know, before the line calls were on John Toth, that was the difference last year, is the protections and the reads of blocking, calling the blocking assignments, that was on Toth, who is he's an engineering major, fifth year senior, just, you know, super smart guy, intelligent, and he's so dedicated too. He, you know, he makes sure he goes to bed early so that he can come in and get up early, and like before practice, he'll get going and work out himself before practice just to get going. That's the kind of guy to me who is in his fifth year of playing football at that position, that you would want to call those assignments. So now you put it on Drew Barker, who's calling out the blocking assignments for the first time. Not that he can't do it, but it's just a different deal, and maybe he's learning how to do it properly, and you know that makes it a little tougher, definitely against Florida.
And you know, we talk about you know, not running the ball and what happened to that, but honestly, in the last six quarters, they've had like what, seven offensive plays? I mean, I know that's an exaggeration, but the offense hasn't been on the field to do anything.
That's a game and a half is what you just said. You just said little game and a half.
Mm-hmm. I know.
Our defense isn't getting off the field. I don't know where our defensive linemen are. I guess we have, you know, the two good defensive backs that were, you know, they got a lot of talk, but I mean, a defensive back can only hold up for so long. If the quarterback has all day to sit there and pick apart defense, he should be able to do it at a college level. We're not good on a lot of levels. This is what I'm saying. Me personally, I know it doesn't make sense, and I know Kentucky's not going to do it, but why not just blow the whole thing up? I mean, it's not looking good. Maybe we're going to have to overpay a coach, you know, to get him in here. I mean, I do like they finally are starting to spend some money. You know, they got the locker room, but that's not going to help this year. That's going to help in the future. But it this is bad, folks. I mean, I'm glad, you know, we got NFL, because this is the only football that we had. And then when Louisville rolls in, see, I'm not even a Louisville fan. Louisville is going to kill us. Like, I heard you guys talking, like, what's going to be, you know, how much are you going to win by? For me to be happy, I'd like for us to, win by about 50, honestly. But I don't know if I've ever seen us beat somebody that bad. Like, you know, we're going to have to score a lot of points for me to just be like, okay, this was okay. Because like you talked about, for six quarters, we played bad football.
Yeah. Embarrassing. Yeah. Embarrassing football. Yeah. You've become the butt of jokes on game day.
Yeah. I'll enjoy y'all's day, and I'll keep on listening.
Thank you, Dave. Hey, I want to mention something, because we have some exciting news. We're giving stuff away, Dave.
Oh, I completely forgot about that. We
are giving stuff away.
Yes, we are. Good stuff.
Good stuff.
Not like $20 to this place or that place or something like
that. Not
that
that's not good. I mean, right. That's good, too. But
this
is
a little
fun.
Better.
This is fun. And so we'll talk about that coming up at 11:30. We have a guest on to talk about it. But I'll just let you in on the secret. We got tickets to that NBA exhibition game between the Kings and the Wizards.
Yeah.
That is on October 15th. That's a bye week.
That's the day after Big Blue Madness.
Yeah, day after Big Blue Madness. There is no football game. That day, and we've got tickets.
DeMarcus
now, Dan
Cousins.
And I have to devise a way that we're gonna give these out. Right? We should have talked about this.
We did not come together on this at all. I'm telling you, Thursday and Friday are so crazy for me.
But we will think of something here.
Yeah, I've got an idea.
Okay.
For what we're gonna do.
And we've got John Hale coming up.
Yeah, we have John Hale. Should have called him like 2 minutes ago. But yeah, we're gonna give away these tickets. We've got several pair of these tickets to give away. So we'll do some questions, and we'll give some away this weekend. We'll give some more away next weekend, like one an hour, maybe. We're just coming up with this on the fly. But, yeah, the Kings and the Wizards, you want to see that.
Yeah, of
that's
course.
It's going to be. We're talking to Global Sports Management's guy who kind of puts this thing together. He put together all three of the exhibitions here, the last three. This one, the previous two. Yeah, Maury Hanks, he's coming up at 11:30 or at 11. And right now, we should be talking to John Hale. So let's go to a break. And when we come back, John Hale from the Louisville Courier-Journal, the Dan and Mary Jo Show.
On ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
Yeah, I be yelling now, money over
the Dan
everything.
And Mary Jo Show continues after this on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
This is a Morgan & Morgan consumer message.
One of the great things about little boys and little girls is when they grow up, they want to be just like you. So to moms and dads, aunts and uncles, and grandparents everywhere, remember this. The next time you get in the car and don't buckle your seatbelt, a little boy is watching. And when you decide to text or dial and talk while driving, a little girl is watching your every move. And when you head down the road with a beer or cocktail in the car, that little person next to you is taking it all in. In this life, you have an awesome responsibility to those children who love you the most and want to be you in every way. So make a pledge today to be a good role model to these kids and their friends so that that little boy and that little girl get to grow up and be just like you. Morgan & Morgan, for our children. Offices Lexington.
Schwab's Pipes and Stuff. It's where to go when your day's been rough.
We're family-owned since 1977. Come and enjoy our smoking lounge and patio on Southland Drive.
Hey, our cigars are great and our blends are the bomb. It's time for you to get your smoke on. So head on down to a place you're sure to love. Talking about Schwab's Pipes and Stuff.
Here's what another satisfied customer, and from Lexington, has to say about Barkley Blevins.
They treat me like family. I've watched John grow up over the 30-plus years they've worked with me. They've replaced water heaters, sump pumps, sewer pipes, furnaces, air conditioners, toilets, and faucets. They've done it all. And I like when the technician sits and chats with me at the kitchen table while filling out the ticket. There's no one else I would trust, and you should trust them too.
Barkley Blevins Plumbing, Heating, and Cooling. Check them out at barkleyblevins.com.
Join parents and experts at understood.org, a free online resource about learning and attention issues designed to help you help your child thrive in school and in life. Understood.org, because understanding is everything. Brought to you by understood.org and the Ad Council.
I adopted Bento in 2010 from a shelter. A lot of people know him as Keyboard Cat.
That's just one adoption story that started at a shelter. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a pet near you. Brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
The Dan and Mary Jo Show, local and live. Call 381-1313 to be a part of the show, or tweet them at DReefer or at MJP18. Now back to Dan and Mary Jo on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
Was that Rolling Down Rodeo? No, what is it?
Bulls on Parade.
Bulls on Parade. Rolling Down Rodeo is on this album, though. Do you have any idea, Mary Jo? Come with
what
me
is this,
now!
The Insane Clown Posse?
Rage Against the Machine, Zach De La Rocca, Tommy Morello.
All right.
We're giving away tickets. We're going to do it after this interview. We'll give away our first pair, or at least attempt to.
And it'll be the first time there's really been a payoff for being a loyal listener to the show.
Right. But NBA exhibition game, Rupp Arena, October 15th, the day after Big Blue Madness, Washington Wizards and John Wall against Boogie Cousins, Willie Cauley-Stein, and the Sacramento Kings.
And Scal, too, right?
Oh, Scal's on the team, too, yeah. Forgot about Scal. Of course. Of course, Scal. And we'll do that, and then we'll talk to Global Sports Management's Mari Hanks, who runs that, makes that stuff happen. And we'll do that at 11 o'clock. But right now joining us is the Louisville Courier-Journal's John Hale. Good morning, John.
Morning. Thanks for having me.
And happy Cubs NL Central Champions Day after, a couple days after.
It's a good week to be a Cubs fan, for sure.
Absolutely. Love Joe Madden.
It's just it's so Cubs, though, to win the NL Central the day they lose a game, right? I mean, that seems like a Cubs thing to do.
Yeah. Well, it just set up. It's set up better because had they won that night, they would have partied way into the morning, and they had a day game the next day, and they would have just been dragging the next day. So instead, they got to bed, they come back for a day game, and then they get their celebrations over early. So I like it. But we have John on to talk football, of course. This week, all the talk. This is the thing that's interesting, is all offseason and preseason the talk was, we're increasing these guys' capacity. We're giving them more. They can handle more. 31% more, to be exact. And now it's, we gave them too much. We got to simplify. Your take on that?
Yeah, I think it's a really interesting kind of dilemma they faced. I mean, I think if we've learned anything from the 2 weeks, that the strides that the coaches and the players said they thought they'd made during the summer and the winter conditioning and spring practice and preseason camp and all that, they haven't actually made all those. I mean, I don't think it was a situation where necessarily the coaches and Mark Stoops were coming out and, you know, just blowing smoke to get people excited. I mean, I think he legitimately thought that they had moved past some of these issues about, you know, being mentally fragile was the word he used in our interview, and giving up late leads and not being able to close out games, and when adversity hits, you know, not handling it well, and you know, being able to do more in the scheme, like you mentioned there. I think he legitimately thought they'd fix those issues, but the first two games proved they haven't. I mean, and until they do that in actual games, they're pretty much where they were at the end of last season. And so I think for now the hope is, if you limit the scheme a little bit on both sides, if on offense they run fewer plays, then maybe the number of plays that they are comfortable running, they can do those better instead of trying to spread your focus out a little bit. And then on defense, if you change some of the responsibilities and the checks and the calls that you can make then maybe you can get a few more backups in and feel comfortable about them doing what they're capable of in limited roles instead of expecting those guys who haven't played a ton to do a lot of different things. And then maybe that pays off. We'll see. I mean, I think either way, against a team like New Mexico State, they should be able to go out and win pretty comfortably. And if they don't, you know, all bets are off as to what's going to happen over the next few months. But I expect it to be a game where they go out and they play well, and then they get to come out in the locker room, the interviews afterwards, and say, see, we think we figured some things out, and then move on. Whether that's true or not, we won't know until they get to play a better opponent. But I think this is a good week to do some tinkering.
Yeah, this is a good week to do some tinkering. And then South Carolina next week, and that was one of those games that at the beginning of the season is like, you know, they beat them the last 2 years. Like, South Carolina's a game they got to have. And now, you know, depending on the way they look today, that game looms really large, especially with Alabama the following week. And you can pretty much guess what's going to happen in that game. But I'm wondering, John, what do you think Mark saw between the total collapse in the Louisville game and not having played another game where he thought that those issues were fixed? Because you hadn't played another game. I don't know.
Yeah, I think that's the point right there. I mean, as this team may be able to show some of those things in practices and workouts and whatever, but when when live games happen and as they say, the bullets actually start flying, they haven't shown that they can do that yet. So I think maybe it was a little bit of overconfidence in what the results they were getting on the practice field in the workout room or whatever, and not maybe translating that into actual games. And then they came out and they looked so good in the first half against Southern Miss. You think, okay, well, maybe this is true. But then as soon as adversity hits and Southern Miss starts coming back, it just all reverts back to what it was before. And clearly those strides they made or they thought they had made in the offseason didn't hold true. And Mark said that a couple times this week. We can talk about it. You can write about it as long as you want to. But until we do it on the field, it's not going to change. And so I think these next two games are kind of the worst kind of games for them, because the quality of opponent, if they come out and win both games and play well in both games, it's going to help them personally. They need some good things to happen, some confidence building, but it's not going to convince anybody outside the locker room that this is turned around just because of the quality of opponent. But they're the kind of games, if you go out and lose, then it's just completely the place is burning down, the train's off the tracks and all sorts of scenarios. So I don't know that they've got a lot to win in terms of public perception the next 2 weeks, but they have to take care of business just so they can convince themselves that some of the improvements they thought they had made were actually happening.
They have to have some kind of hope to cling to somewhere. And last week, a caller brought up that maybe Stoops had already lost a team, but I don't think that's the case. I think this week showed us that that's definitely not happened yet. Now, who's to say 3-4 weeks from now, still not seeing results, then maybe you could have some more turmoil. But right now, it appears, John, that these players are still believe in the coaches 100%.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, everybody we talked to this week were putting it – I mean, they put it on themselves. I mean, Derek Beatty said he thought that the defensive backs had embarrassed Stoops with the way they played after he had pumped them up so much all summer. Talked to C.J. Conrad the other day, and he was talking about how it's – I mean, coaches can only call up so many plays. They can only do so much. Eventually, players have to go out there and execute. And whether – I mean, I think it's a fair argument for fans to make some of that execution is because they need to be coached better and have learned more in practice and workouts and whatnot. I think that's a fair argument to make. It's definitely shared. And just by their public comments, I don't think anybody has given up on the season yet inside the locker room, at least. Clearly a lot of fans have. And I think, like Jordan Jones' comments after the Florida game about some of his teammates giving up too early and feeling sorry for themselves when bad things happen. I don't necessarily think that was anything too different than what Stoops had said the week before after the Southern Miss loss. So I wrote about it, obviously, and everybody down there in Florida did, I think. So it was news for sure. But I don't think that kind of comment suggests that they've lost the locker room or people are quitting on the coaches. I think that's just what Stoops was talking about the week before. When adversity hits, people aren't – I mean, they're not handling it very well. And when you get down two or three – Yeah, rat trapping. When you get down two or three scores, they say, oh, well, this one's done. Whereas a player like Jordan Jones, who's just kind of a natural optimist and high-energy guy by nature, you know, doesn't want to give up until, you know, that final buzzer scores, rings or whatever. And so he's still out there trying to play really hard. And then maybe not everybody has that same faith, which is something they need to fix. And going out and playing well today and playing well next week, regardless of the opponent, is the first step in that goal, I think.
You know, I wonder, you know, none of us are inside the locker room and the practice facility when Stoops is talking to these guys, but you see it every single week in college football, every single week, where a team is down 3 or 4 scores and they come back to win those games. And after the Florida game, Stoops said he saw the team stop believing after the first hit in the first quarter. Now, you can't tell me that, regardless of what happens the next 2 weeks, that when they go to Alabama, they're not, I mean, they're going to get shelled. I just, like, I don't see a different outcome. And so, does that just mentally ruin this team? I don't, and it shouldn't, because even the years where they're good, they're not going to beat Alabama. I'm just wondering how you change the mental fragility, how you fix, that's not a week-long fix. You can put in a new play or simplify the offense and the defense, but you can't change someone's mental attitude in 5 days. I just don't know how he fixes that.
Yeah, I tend to completely agree with you there. I don't see how that changes a lot in between games when they go back to Alabama, assuming the score turns out how most of us all think it's going to. That's going to be an issue again. I mean, it's going to be issues in games like at Tennessee later in the year, home against Georgia. I mean, they're going to have really hard games left on the schedule where they're going to get, you know, punched in the mouth pretty early and maybe repeatedly early in those games. And how do you handle that? And we have not seen this team to date really at any point in the last 4 years against a really good team do that, outside of maybe that Mississippi State game a couple of years ago when Mississippi State was ranked number one and they went back and forth the whole game. But I mean, most of the players who were playing huge roles in that game are not here or in smaller roles now. So I think with some of the young guys, maybe you hope as the season progresses that when they get a little bit more action, I mean, especially Drew Barker, when he goes out and starts some of these games and starting last week in his first real rough, you know, SEC road environment, obviously went terribly and he didn't play well. And I think, you know, the moment got to him, especially after he got sacked on that first play. He's kind of admitted that this week. Darren Hinshaw said that was absolutely the case. I think that's essentially what Stoops was alluding to when he made the comment about not having a lot of faith after that first hit. So I you would hope for a guy like Drew, who's not played a ton, the more experience he gets, you know, that's kind of a natural progression. I don't know what happens in a week or a month or a season, but over time, you would expect your quarterback to deal with those situations a little bit more. And there's some guys on defense who maybe are in the same boat. But the real worrisome part is so many of these guys, especially on offense, have played for 2, maybe 3 years now, and these are still issues. For those guys who are having trouble when adversity hits, I don't know that that's ever going to change. That they're far enough into their careers, but I don't know that you have a whole lot of faith that that's something that gets fixed really quickly.
Talking to the Louisville Courier-Journal's John Hale here on the Dan and Mary Joe Show on ESPN Sports Radio 1300. Something interesting from Mark Stoops, I thought, was that he mentioned that he called Brett Bielema, that he talked to him, that his old buddy, a little bit, and got some ideas from him. Because, look, I feel a little bit sorry for Mark Stoops here. I think he has tried everything. Like, he is trying everything he possibly can. This guy is working as hard as he can for Kentucky, recruiting, getting the funds for the facilities, he tried the sports science stuff with the innovative things there.
I don't disagree.
All these different things, and now he's trying this, and they have Navy SEALs and stuff come in to talk about leadership, just everything he can possibly do, and it's just not coming up on the field. So this week he mentioned that he talked to Brett Bielema, who is having success at Arkansas. They had some great highs last year, some lows, but then it just beat TCU. And he said Bielema gave him some ideas on some stuff. And then, you know, I don't know how much of that has to do with simplicity, but it reminded me of John Calipari saying that he was at UMass, and he was
and all these great ideas and all these things he wanted to do, and he was trying them all out, and it just was not working out. They were losing games. And he said he called Rick Barnes, former Texas coach now at Tennessee, and Rick said, look, do these five things. Forget everything else. Do these five things. And Calipari has held on to that ever since. So maybe...
I wonder why it hasn't worked for Rick Barnes.
Well, whatever Bielema said to Stoops, you got to hope it works.
Yeah, I mean, I think probably a lot of it was some of the simplification stuff we've heard all week, and he kind of suggested that they changed a few practice, just routines, what they were doing this week. He didn't really go into specifics about that. As far as actual game plan stuff today, I guess the only real change we know for sure is going to happen is that Stoops is going to have a more active role in calling plays on defense, which, I mean, people have theorized since he got here that he was essentially running the defense. But when you watch him on the sideline, he's definitely not calling every play. He's got other things going on. DJ's calling those in from the booth, and they've got GAs signaling them in from the sideline. So it'll be interesting just to watch Stoops today on the sideline and see how much his role actually changes with that. And now, for better or for worse, what this defense does over the next month, over the next, you know, rest of the season is going to be directly tied to him now. I mean, before, he's always had kind of the separation of DJ's the defensive coordinator, and he's still the defensive coordinator, and Stoops stressed that this week and said he's just assisting DJ. But now, as being very public about the fact he's taking a more active role in defense, he's going to help with play calling, he helped with game planning more than he has. The success or failure of this defense is going to be tied really closely to Mark Stoops now. And so in a way that it hasn't even been the last 3 years, despite the fact of his background. So if they're really bad for the rest of the season, that's going to be another mark against Stoops when he tries to make the argument that they need another year to get this thing turned around.
Yeah, he needs to turn it around now. Yeah. There's no doubt. All right, John, thank you very much. Here's hoping that it does not you don't experience a torrential downpour on your walk into the stadium today.
Yeah, well, let's keep our fingers crossed on that one.
All right.
Thank you, John.
All right, anytime.
John Hale from the Louisville Courier-Journal. Always great to have him on and his insight.
Giving away tickets to the NBA exhibition game, October 15th, the Wizards and the Kings at Rupp Arena, and we'll do it next on the Dan and Mary Joe Show.
On ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
The Dan and Mary Joe Show continues after this on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
Wing Zone is going to the majors every day through September. Hello, this is Doug Flynn, and everyone knows that there are three things that I love: fishing, golf, and of course, Cincinnati Reds baseball. Thanks to Wing Zone, I now have something else to enjoy: the Reds Pack. Every day you can get 20 wings, jumbo wedge fries, ranch and celery for only $15. That's right, only $15 and delivered right to your door. Call Southland Drive at 259-1300 or Eureka Springs at 259-1400. I know what I'll be indulging in. The Reds Pack from Wing Zone.
One of the great things about little boys and little girls is when they grow up, they want to be just like you. So to moms and dads, aunts and uncles, and grandparents everywhere, remember this. The next time you get in the car and don't buckle your seatbelt, a little boy is watching. And when you decide to text or dial and talk while driving, a little girl is watching your every move. And when you head down the road with a beer or cocktail in the car, that little person next to you is taking it all in. In this life, you have an awesome responsibility to those children who love you the most and want to be you in every way. So make a pledge today to be a good role model to these kids and their friends so that that little boy and that little girl get to grow up and be just like you. Morgan & Morgan, for our children.
Offices Lexington.
Brothers Auto Sales is Central Kentucky's number one dealer of pre-owned vehicles. At Brothers Auto Sales, you'll find the most complete selection of quality pre-owned cars and trucks available today. Every vehicle comes with a Carfax report documenting every aspect of the vehicle's history. Plus, we have an A-plus rating from the BBB. Brothers Auto Sales open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 8 p.m. for sales. Their top-notch service department is there Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5. Brothers Auto Sales, 285 East New Circle at the corner of Bryan Station Road or on the web at brothersautosales.com. No gimmicks, no games, no high pressure. Just the best prices on quality pre-owned vehicles in Central Kentucky, period. Brothers Auto Sales.
The Dan and Mary Joe Show, local and live. Call 381-1313 to be a part of the show. Or tweet them at DReefer or at MJP18. Now back to Dan and Mary Jo on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
I tell you what would bring the fans out. David Lee Roth.
Yeah, sure.
That's what they should do. They should have Super Bowl-type concerts, maybe not that elaborate, but at halftime, bring out, like, rock bands, like, big names. Pay the big money.
Henry Lee Summer?
Say who now? No, Van Halen.
Say what now?
Bring them out at halftime, let them play a couple songs, and then that's how you fill the seats. Of course, the money that you would...
Yeah, no, Dan, that's a great idea, but I still...
The money you would spend on bringing in big acts...
Yeah, so Aerosmith's performing at halftime.
Yeah, so. You could just buy out the contract to Stoops if you wanted to. Oh, well. All right, so we're giving away tickets, 381-1313, if you want a pair of these, to the exhibition game.
You could see John Wall, Willie Cauley-Stein, DeMarcus Cousins,
Scal
Labissiere.
Rondo.
And this is... the day after Big Blue Madness, no football game, Saturday, October 15th.
Yeah, it's a good one to go see at Rupp Arena.
Yeah.
And we've got the tickets. All you got to do is answer a couple questions, 381-1313, or just answer one question right.
One question. And really, this question should be fairly easy
if
you've been listening to this show for any amount of time. Because it is a topic that has been brought up, but it's nothing that you can, like, Google to find out the answer.
No, you can't Google
it. Have to have been a listener.
And we're not on Periscope. We're not Periscoping this, so you can't see that either. But here's the question you need to answer, all right? First up is Charlie. Put Charlie on here. Charlie, good morning. Welcome to the Dan and Mary Jo Show.
What's up?
Hey, Charlie.
You ready for some tickets?
I'm ready for some tickets.
Okay, here it is. What beverage does our producer, Josh, drink most of the time? It's something he's drinking right now. What is Josh, the producer's beverage of choice?
Dr. Pepper?
Oh, no, Charlie.
Sorry, Charlie. And sorry, Charlie.
All right.
All right, got to go to the next call. Who's up next?
I don't know. I'll find out.
John goes, Josh. I don't know. I'll find out.
Mm. Anyway, Josh, this is Josh.
Don't you just love how you can, like, some places, there's like a glass window between the producer and the people on the air, and then they do their thing over there, and then you talk back and forth to them through like a cue mic or something like that, or you have like a computer screen, and they
yes, and they put it on the computer screen.
It's just the three of us in a room.
Yeah,
that's how it goes. So
Mark
is on the line. Mark, good morning.
Good morning.
Now, Josh didn't give you the answer to the question while he was talking to you, did he?
No, he didn't.
But do you know the answer?
Diet Mountain Dew.
That's good enough.
Yeah, we're going to take it. Josh does not drink anything diet, but the Mountain Dew part is correct.
I have seen him drink Diet Mountain Dew. He has brought it in. Because didn't your mother-in-law say that you needed to switch to diet? She was going to bring it. Yeah. So
that's a nice thing for.
Yeah. I would recommend that.
Yeah, Mark was recommending. You may want to switch. But we're gonna say that's good, Mark. You win.
Awesome.
Two tickets to the Kings and the Wizards on October 15th.
At Rupp Arena.
Now, we are so new at giving away stuff. I don't know.
Josh is going to get
your information, which we will probably then hear over the air because we don't have the aforementioned screen or computer or anything. So, Mark, if you can just hang on, and then Josh is going to get your info during the break.
We're going to take a break first, though.
So much. Go Cats.
All right. Thank you, Mark.
That was fun. Yeah.
That was awesome.
The guy who does this, Maury Hanks from Global Sports Management, who's put together this game and the last two exhibitions, NBA exhibitions at Rupp Arena. He's going to join us next on the Dan and Mary Jo Show.
On ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
Brothers Auto Sales is Central Kentucky's number one dealer of pre-owned vehicles. At Brothers Auto Sales, you'll find the most complete selection of quality pre-owned cars and trucks available today. Every vehicle comes with a Carfax report documenting every aspect of the vehicle's history. Plus, we have an A-plus rating from the BBB. Brothers Auto Sales open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 8 p.m. for sales. Their top-notch service department is there Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5. Brothers Auto Sales, 285 East New Circle at the corner of Bryan Station Road or on the web at brothersautosales.com. No gimmicks, no games, no high pressure. Just the best prices on quality
quality pre-owned vehicles in Central Kentucky, period. Brothers Auto Sales.
I live alone and rarely have visitors. So when I slipped and fell in the kitchen last month and couldn't get to a phone, I knew I was in trouble.
Help!
I could barely move.
Help!
I tried calling for help, but no one could hear me. As I lay there, I couldn't help but think of my kids and grandkids having to go on without me. I was terrified. It took 8 hours for my neighbor to find me. It could have been the end of me. That's when I knew I needed Life Alert. With just one press of this button, I'm connected to the Life Alert Center, where I can get the help I need, even when I cannot reach a phone. With Life Alert, I'm never alone.
For a free Life Alert brochure, call 800-981-1229. That's 800-981-1229. Call now at 800-981-1229 to get a free brochure. 800-981-1229.
ESPN Sports Radio 1300. WLHG Lexington. And LM Communications Broadcasting Station.
Brothers Auto Sales is Central Kentucky's number one dealer of pre-owned vehicles. At Brothers Auto Sales, you'll find the most complete selection of quality pre-owned cars and trucks available today. Every vehicle comes with a Carfax report documenting every aspect of the vehicle's history. Plus, we have an A-plus rating from the BBB. Brothers Auto Sales is open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 8 p.m. for sales. Their top-notch service department is there Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5. Brothers Auto Sales, 285 East New Circle at the corner of Bryan Station Road or on the web at brothersautosales.com. No gimmicks, no games, no high pressure. Just the best prices on quality. Quality pre-owned vehicles in Central Kentucky, period. Brothers Auto Sales.
Following is an advertisement.
When someone has an accident or an on-the-job injury, our main goal is to make sure our clients are fairly compensated. Fairly compensated for their injuries, bills, loss of income, future and past, and for pain and suffering, and for the loss of enjoyment of life. I'm John Morgan of Morgan & Morgan. In most of our cases, we're able to reach a settlement quickly without a need for trial. And our clients are able to get on with their lives. But to recover what we believe is fair, it's important that the insurance company know a law firm goes to trial and gets results. You see, not all law firms are the same. I've seen so many come and go these past 27 years. To reach a fair settlement, hire a firm with a reputation for verdicts at trial. Visit ForThePeople.com and review our verdicts. Trial verdicts are the best weapon for a fair settlement. Morgan & Morgan. ForThePeople.com.
Offices Lexington. This message has been an advertisement.
Welcome to the Dan and Mary Joe Show on ESPN Sports Radio 1300. Be a part of the show by calling 381-1313 or tweet your comments to @DReefer or @MJP18. Now, here are Dan Reefer and Mary Joe Perino.
So today, Kentucky is going to look so good that you're just going to be like, where was this team? Right?
We left him in the first half of the Southern Miss game. Well, hey, that was fun, by the way. Congratulations to Mark for winning our first pair of tickets. Tune in tomorrow. We will give away another pair.
Yeah, we'll give away another pair to the exhibition game, Wizards and Kings.
Good deal.
And then at 11:30, we'll talk to Maury Hanks from Global Sports Management. But
for some reason, I keep thinking Maury Ballstein from Zoolander.
All I can think of is Maury Povich. Just like, the name Maury, he's like trademarked it to where you just can't think of anything else. It's almost like Geraldo. Who else do you know named Geraldo?
Right.
But anyway, the good news for Kentucky today, and it's good news, bad news. Good news is Kentucky does not have to face a third-team All-American running back. The bad news is they needed to face a third-team All-American running back to prepare for what they're going to see when they play Nick Chubb and company and all those guys in the SEC. But Larry Rose III is out. He had off-season sports hernia surgery, so he hasn't played yet this year.
They thought he might have been back this week. Now it looks like next week.
Right. He's rushed for more than 1,000 yards each of the last two seasons. AP third-team All-America last year. Sun Belt Conference Offensive Player of the Year. And then Coach Doug Martin confirmed to the Herald Leader on Thursday that he would not play. But, of course, Doug Martin, an Aggies head coach, a UK grad, played under Jerry Claiborne, and then he was a grad assistant under Claiborne, So he was at UK from 1981 to 87 as a player and grad assistant. So he makes his homecoming, and he had some great things to say about Jerry Claiborne this week. Just that he just owes a lot to Jerry Claiborne. And then he, you know, said Kentucky, from what he can see, is not that far off. It's just a matter of putting it all together. But so without Larry Rose III, the big running back, the leading rusher for New Mexico State has been Tyler Rogers, their QB. But just 84 yards. That's it. So, I mean, Kentucky has problems with running quarterbacks. It's been their history, but, you know, this guy.
I don't know. Would you even term him as a running quarterback?
Probably not.
No, yeah.
He's just, but he's capable. You know, so when everybody's out there in coverage, he can rip off 14 yards on you and get that first down that keeps the drive alive. He's thrown for 411 yards, zero interceptions. That's the big number right there.
Mm-hmm.
Completing 50% of his passes. See, New Mexico State has only rushed for 241 yards, passed for 411 in two games, allowed 510 yards rushing and 344 passing. So this would be one of those games that Kentucky could really get it going on the ground, which they need to do. They talk about these running backs, and it's a strength. Go to your strength, okay? If your quarterback, I can't say, I don't know, if he's not making the right decisions. I mean, we some things we can tell, some things we don't know. But if he needs some time, go to your strengths, your running backs. You got five of them, and you're high on all of them. Go to that and help Drew Barker out that way. But Doug Martin said he felt Kentucky would be able to protect, give Barker protection, give the quarterback time, and it'll be a challenge for the secondary, who he said they have the concerns about already. So,
you know, and again, I think Kentucky's offensive concerns lie in the fact that they just haven't had many offensive plays. They haven't. Right. There has been no rhythm established.
Well, you can't turn it over. That's one of the ways you don't get the ball.
Exactly.
To run plays is you give it to the other team.
Exactly. So, I mean, I think it's, you know, a lot of people are, where's the running backs? But they've turned the ball over, or they haven't gotten a first down. And so they punted. So it's just, you know, they haven't developed anything, which makes me a little nervous. Mm-hmm. But hopefully today they'll be able to get.
They need reps.
You know, this is a rhythm offense.
Yeah.
And Eddie Grant has said as much, you know, they want to go fast. Mm-hmm. And you could see when it was clicking in that first half of the Southern Miss game. And I don't want to put too much on a quarter and a half of football, because at this point, that seems like the outlier. That doesn't seem like.
Oh, it is the outlier.
Is the team.
That's the race you throw out.
Yeah, yeah. but if things do work right, that the offense could be successful.
Yeah.
What do you think, though, just the state of programs? How devastating is it for Kentucky if Louisville wins this game today? And then they are alive in the playoff hunt for sure.
Mm-hmm.
And they may crack the top five.
Oh, if they win, they'll crack the top five.
Yeah.
For sure. And then if Lamar Jackson looks good, Heisman is on his back the whole way. He's carrying it.
Yeah.
He has it in his left arm.
Yeah. He's just got
until
it to be his to lose.
Somebody makes him fumble. Yeah. So, I actually think Louisville's going to win today.
I have that feeling, too.
Yeah. I know that they've played Syracuse and Charlotte. But Louisville is very talented. They're loaded. And
one of Florida State's best defenders, if not best defender, is out for the game. Derwin James, is that his name?
Mm.
Yeah. But I do think they have to be good. I mean, they were up 21-0 on Florida State at home 2 years ago, too. Jimbo Fisher is the best second-half coach, I feel like, in college football right now. But I don't think they'll have Jameis Winston in the huddle at halftime, should they be down.
Yeah, they won't.
Although that was a pretty good halftime speech.
New Mexico State last week beat their rival New Mexico. They trailed by 11 points or nine. Was it 9 points with 11 minutes left or 11 points with 9 minutes left? Something like that. They came back, is the point I'm trying to make. In the final 11 minutes, they came back and rallied for the win. So that's one of those deals, you know, Kentucky. Now, Kentucky, I don't know, we've maybe said this before, but Kentucky's won 27 consecutive games when it's had the lead in the fourth quarter, to begin the fourth quarter. The problem is, you know, having the lead after after the third quarter. So if you blow it a little bit in the third quarter, then the fourth quarter, it's over. But
by the way, as you know, Dan comes up with a bunch of stuff for the show for us to talk about. We don't always get to all of it, but I do want to point out a couple of things that you, just to, going back to the Louisville game and a couple of visitors that they have on campus. Russ East, Craig East's son, former UK commit. He's expected to be at the Louisville game today. And according to 24/7 Sports, the Cards are now the favorite to get Russ.
Yeah,
is that right?
That's what I read. Ben Roberts wrote that in the Lexington Herald Leader on Kentucky.com, that one of the directors of national recruiting, he picked him as his favorite. And then the word is, just among recruiting analysts, that yeah, Louisville is now his favorite. He is having a phenomenal high school season.
Yeah, he really, really is. And the only commit for 2018 for Kentucky is three-star quarterback Jaren Williams, who is visiting U of L for the game today and then coming to UK's game this afternoon?
Supposed to, yeah. So, I mean, it wasn't 100%
Can you imagine
clear.
The two different, atmospheres?
Yeah.
You know, if you're basing it just on that, you hate that.
If I'm him, I stay for the end of the Florida State-Louisville game because there's no way it's going to be a three-touchdown game or something with 5 minutes to go.
No, it's going to be close regardless.
So I stay for that, and then I come to Kentucky's game, and maybe it's raining, and yeah, the atmosphere is much different, definitely. Yeah. So he's either going to leave Louisville early to get here for the start, or he's going to stay and get here late. But yeah. However, while we're on the subject of Louisville, women's volleyball team swept the Cards Thursday night, three straight sets at the KFC Yum Center to claim fourth straight win over Louisville. UK women's soccer team extended its winning streak over Louisville to six. That was back on September 2nd. And then on September 6th, the UK men's soccer team beat Louisville to snap a two-match losing streak to the Cards. So off to a good start in those sports. You know, football around Thanksgiving. At least we'll have turkey and some pumpkin pie to soothe the pain.
Yeah, I love me some pumpkin pie.
Now, we have got to talk about last night's high school football.
Something that I've never heard happen before.
Never heard of it before either. Lafayette, Scott County, we're going to talk about it next on the Dan and Mary Jo Show.
On ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
The Dan and Mary Jo Show continues after this on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
Mike and Mike.
The team has specifically instructed its quarterback, Andy Dalton, not to attempt to make any tackles on turnovers this season. These quarterbacks, there aren't 32 really good ones walking the face of planet Earth. You should not be getting hurt making a tackle of all things. So I salute you, Cincinnati. Get your quarterback out of harm's way.
The NFL starts with Mike and Mike on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
Hey, it's your old pal Bobby Betts here from Winning Picks, here to talk to you about the boatload of money you can make this weekend by betting at MyBookie. You know who's going to win a game, right? It's time to put your money where your mouth is and join the thousands of online players, just like me, and start betting at MyBookie. Now look, I'd only recommend a service that's been good to me. That's why I'm urging you to make your way to MyBookie. You win, they pay. You're wasting your time if you're betting anywhere else. They offer the highest credit card acceptance rates, so you can start playing instantly.
They also have in-game live betting, so you can even place a bet after kickoff. And unlike some other websites, MyBookie offers fast, no-hassle payouts when you win. Join now, and MyBookie will match your deposit with a 100% bonus? Yeah, use promo code RADIO to activate the offer. Visit MyBookie today or call 844-900-BETS. 844-900-BETS. Expert or rookie, you gotta check out MyBookie. Sign up today.
It's one thing to be aware of breast cancer. It's another to do something about it.
A great way to educate yourself about personal risk, learn about screening and treatment options, and help fight for a cure for this disease that affects 1 in 8 women in the U.S. during her lifetime is to register today for Lexington's 20th anniversary Race for the Cure.
Join Susan G. Komen, Kentucky, on Saturday morning, October 1st, at Robert Stevens Courthouse Plaza. For more information on breast cancer or to register for the race, visit KomenKentucky.org today.
Head to downtown Cincinnati Saturday, September 17th for a day of Reds baseball and one of Cincinnati's most historic annual events, Oktoberfest Cincinnati. Park once and take in 2 baseball games while also celebrating the Queen City's rich German heritage with live music, food, and beverages. Plus, the first 20,000 fans at Saturday night's 6:10 game receive a Red Stein thanks to Moorline Lagerhouse. For tickets, call 513-381-REDS or visit reds.com.
The Dan and Mary Jo Show, local and live. Call 381-1313 to be a part of the show or tweet them at DReefer or at MJP18. Now back to Dan and Mary Jo on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
The boys of game day are in Louisville today, and right before we came on, Mary Jo, you saw a tweet. What was that tweet that you saw?
It's so... pretty cool to see an ESPN studio show on Louisville's campus that's not outside the lines. I got a credit at the Ben Swain for that.
Oh, man. That's good.
Yeah.
All right. So we're going to get into high school football. You know, some of these games are going on or had to be resumed today, like Tate's Creek and Madison Southern, 39-6-14. 39-14, the final. Tate's Creek wins it, handing Madison Southern its first loss of the season. So that game last night was 27-14 at the half. And, you know, lightning. There was just weather everywhere. I started out over at Henry Clay and then went over to and when I left Henry Clay, it was maybe about 7 minutes until halftime, tied at 7. Then I went over to Bryan Station. The moment I step on the field and push record on the camera, officials wave their hands. Lightning, we're going to stop this thing. And then it didn't look like it was going to get resumed till who knows when.
Yeah.
So I left, and they're going to pick that game up at 6 o'clock tonight.
Okay.
But let's start with this. Lafayette at Scott County. Now, the history between these two last year, it was just like last year. Okay, Scott County lost to Elder last year. That was the only loss they had until they lost in the season finale to Lafayette in the region final. Well, Lafayette last year got trounced by Trinity, lost to Scott County, and then didn't lose again until they lost to Mayo in the state championship game. Well, here we go again. Lafayette got trounced by Trinity. And here they are facing Scott County. And it was going Scott County's way. By the way, these teams ranked number 4, Scott County. Lafayette tied for number 5 in Class 6A. And so the Generals took a 13-12 lead. The Cards answered with back-to-back scores to make it 25-13. Lafayette cut it to 25-20 just before the half on Walker Wood, the UK commit. Mm-hmm. His pass to Quentin Brown, 64-yard TD. If you haven't seen that, I'll tweet it here in a minute. It was one of our plays of the week on Fox last night. Okay, so then they start the third quarter, but then they stop it, all right, because of lightning.
Yes.
So there's controversy now. What are we going to do? Are we going to play the game or not? Lafayette head coach Eric Shaw, he let it be known that he wanted to wait it out. He wanted to see if, you know.
And they could resume it last night.
Not raining right now. And a lot of teams did that, mm-hmm. like Boyle County. East Jessamine, Lexington Catholic. So in town.
Yeah.
Madison Central at Lexington Catholic. So right here. I mean, close by. I mean, they went ahead and finished.
Waited it out.
And didn't finish until after midnight. But they did finish. And you know, the first two weekends of this season, there were those doubleheaders and the heat advisories.
The bowl games, and they all got done late.
Yeah, so look, playing past midnight, not a big deal. It's happening. Precedent has been set. There's no problem with it. But coaches have to agree. Both parties, both schools have to agree. Scott County wanted to shut it down. Let's call the game. Let's just stop it here. We're not going to go and play past midnight or whatever. Well, Scott County plays at Toyota Stadium, Georgetown College. It wasn't available today. They could not resume the game today. So, no.
So Lafayette offers.
Let's go play at our place. We'll do it at our place. We can play that game there. No, don't want to do that either. No, don't want to do it. So I texted Eric Shaw last night, right before I go on TV. I'm like, what's going on? We're hearing that they've called the game final. And he said, I don't know what's going on. I'm like, oh, okay. So we go on the air and say it's final because that's the word we got from Scott County, from, well, you know, someone we had there at the game. That was the word. So then at 1 o'clock in the morning, Lafayette football puts out a tweet to its players saying, quote, because they refused to finish, we win 2-0. What? So what does that mean? Well, it means they forfeited.
Scott County forfeited.
Yes, it means that Scott County had to forfeit because solutions were presented and they didn't accept any of the solutions or were unable to work with it, unable to do it. And so that's that. Now, I don't know if more will be done on the KHSAA end on Monday, if they'll come together and discuss this more. I don't think it's as easy as Scott County letting this go, just like it wasn't as easy as Lafayette letting it go last night. Like Lafayette and Coach Eric Shaw weren't ready to walk away from that going, all right, well, I guess we just got to take it.
Do you think either one of them like knew what the exact rule was on that? That they would have had to forfeit the game? Or did Scott County think it was just wherever the game is right now, it ends and we win?
Yeah, Scott County would not have done what it did had it known that the result would be a forfeit. No way.
That's what I'm thinking.
Yeah. There's no way that they knew that their decision last night would result in a forfeit. But, I mean, Lafayette wasn't having it either. Like, look, no, we're not going to do this. We're just going to call it right now? No. Too big of a game. Now.
And too close of a game. And Lafayette was moving the ball.
And remember, there's some history here. A couple years ago, it was early in the season. I think it might have been the season opener. Lafayette and Scott County went back and forth in a game that was wild, but Scott County seemed to always have a 2-touchdown lead. Well, all kinds of lightning delays, just over and over and over again. And Lafayette started to come back and got it to a 1-score game. Called final over weather. Eric Shaw was the head coach. He did not want to have that happen again.
Mm-hmm.
Like a repeat. He wasn't, you're not going to do this to me again, guys. No. So he fought. So I don't know, but Josh Moore from the Lexington Herald Leader put this up last night. Like I said, it was 1 a.m. when this came out. He said a 2012 blog post on the KHSAA website references rules which state, if teams can't agree on a resumption date and time, the game is to begin at the original start time the following day. If a team can't play that following day, which Scott County couldn't play at its Georgetown College Stadium, Toyota Stadium the following day, but could play at Lafayette, or couldn't because they had teams going to Elder to play, JV and freshman teams. Anyway. If a team can't play that following day and is unable to agree on the resumption date, that team must forfeit the game. So Lafayette's saying, hey, we can play right now, tonight, whenever you're ready. Okay, we can play tomorrow at our place. And Scott County says, we're not playing tonight, and we can't do it tomorrow. And one of the reasons they can't is they said they had, according to what Josh Moore said here, is that the Cardinals junior varsity and freshman teams were traveling to Cincinnati Elder this morning.
Okay.
Crazy, though. How crazy.
Yeah, I... Wow.
So I
between two of the best teams in 6A.
Mm-hmm. And I don't know if it's over yet, really. It still doesn't feel officially official to me. You know what I mean?
But what can they do at this point?
I don't know.
If that's the rule.
Yeah. Maybe.
I guess Scott County can come back and say, I didn't know. We didn't know we had to forfeit.
Right. I mean, Scott County could come back and say
something. But they didn't come up with a resumption date and time.
Yeah. For all we know, they could pick this game up Monday night at 6 o'clock at Toyota Stadium. You know, I mean, something like that may happen. You just don't know. You don't know. Scott County doesn't want to take a loss. They thought they were walking away winners. Mm-hmm. Well, Lafayette wasn't about to walk away a loser. They felt like they had plenty of life in them and a chance to win the game.
And they did. I mean, it's a five-point game. And yeah.
Now, in the grand scheme of things, playoffs, that's what it's all about, district championships, these two are not in the same district. And this is not a year when those two districts play against each other like last year. The region final, it was Scott County, Lafayette.
Mm-hmm.
So, in that situation, a one seed matters, but then it's even years when two one seeds meet in the playoffs. In even years, it goes to the even number district. In odd years, odd number district gets home field advantage. So Lafayette's in District 8. So all things equal, Lafayette's going to be at home. But now it's not a region final that Scott County and Lafayette would meet against each other. This region final is like Northern Kentucky teams. Both sides, Scott County and Lafayette's districts, meet up with the like Simon, Kenton, Cooper, Ryle, those districts. They play one another. So Scott County and Lafayette wouldn't meet until the semifinals, and if they both advanced there, it's an even year. Lafayette would have home field advantage. So it's just a win or a loss. That's all this really is.
Yes. Yeah.
But, you know, you want to win.
Man, that's crazy.
I don't know that we have time to get through the rest of this high school football that I put out there. I mean, I got a lot of high school football to get to. I told you Madison Southern, number 10 in Class 5A, undefeated, was down to Tate's Creek at 27-14, and they picked that game back up this morning.
Mm-hmm.
And Creek wins 39-14.
Tate's Creek might be better than I thought
they
were going to be.
They are. Beat Henry Clay 44-0 last week, and now this week. By the way, Henry Clay knocked Central, the game I was at, tied at 7. I left. They said, that's it. We're done. Not going to resume it. Nothing. We're cool. Tie. Ends in a tie. Meade County at Bryan Station, that game's going to pick up at 6 o'clock tonight. I mean, this game, 11:58 left in the second quarter. 2 seconds into the second quarter. 7-6 Bryan Station. And that was it. That's all the football they got to play last night. So that'll pick up 6 o'clock tonight over at Bryan Station. Dunbar at Jeffersontown, 38-0 Bulldogs held J-Town to 83 yards despite being without 6'6" defensive end Dontell Brown, who was lost for the season due to an ACL tear in last week's game. Brown, of course, a star on the basketball team, helped them win a state championship. Don't know how long he'll be out. ACL tear, though, can he get back and play? For Dunbar, that changes things for Dunbar. Changes a lot for that basketball team.
Yeah.
A ton. Boy, does it change things.
Yeah.
Because he is a physical presence inside who had developed a scoring ability. Madison Central at Lexington Catholic. We mentioned this, that they went ahead and finished after midnight. 27-14, Madison Central wins. The Indians got up 13-0. Catholic cut it to 13-7 in the third quarter. And then the Indians answered with a pair of scores to go up 27-7. Madison Central 4-1, Lexington Catholic 1-4. Catholic still ranked number 5 in 3A. I think that changes this week when the polls come out.
Got to, right?
Yeah. LCA number 2 in Class 2A at Walton Verona, 51-9 LCA. Dylan Wheatley 120 yards, 2 touchdowns. Logan Nieves quarterback 121 yards and TD, a touchdown. Drayden Burton, 2 kickoff return TDs. LCA, 5-0, number 2 in Class 2A. Western Hills at Frankfort, 55-28 Western Hills. First time since 2009 Western Hills.
Has beaten both of them, right?
Yeah, swept the city. Jalen Youngblood, the quarterback, 3 TD passes, ran for another. Wandale Robinson, 3 rushing TDs and 1 receiving. Franklin County at Anderson County, 35-21 Bearcats. Blake Franklin had 198 yards rushing, 4 touchdowns and an interception for Anderson County. Nelson County at Woodford County, this game was called at halftime with the Yellow Jackets on top, 29-0. The Johnson boys, D deep. This kid went down to Australia and won gold medals in sprints and stuff. Seriously. He made a great play. It's one of the plays of the week on Fox last night. And Dominic Johnson, both of them rushed for more than 100 yards and scored two TDs apiece. Clark County at Bourbon County, 25-9 Bourbon County. Colonels trailed 7-6. Trevor Lucky, who's not the normal starter at quarterback for Bourbon County, he comes in, throws it to Tyler Wettstein for a 31-yard TD to make it 12-7 at the half, and then Lucky to Titus Ransom to go up 19-7, and then a 16-yard TD run by Adam Renfro. His second of the night, Bourbon County picks up its first win of the season. GRC has now lost 15 of its last 16. Paris at Middlesboro, 28-25. Paris, the Greyhounds, blew a 21-10 fourth quarter lead, got down 25-21. But Aaron Maggard, 19-yard TD pass to Jacoby Wells to win it. Paris has won 3 straight after an 0-2 start. Corbin, ranked number 2 in Class 3A. At Southwestern, ranked number 7 in Class 5A. Corbin wins it 20-8. The Red Hounds.
They're good.
Yes, they are. The Red Hounds, Justin Haddix, the head coach, now 5-0. Rockcastle County, number 7 in Class 4A. At Pulaski County, 32-13, Pulaski wins it, hands Rockcastle its first loss of the season. Mercer County at Wayne County, Wayne County, number 5 in Class 4A. 47-23, Wayne County has won 4 straight since the season opening loss to Bryan Station. Collins is number 6 in 4A. At Boyle County, number 7 in 4A. So number 6 versus number 7. Boyle County got off to a rough start this season. But 49-30, Rebels. Tanner Crawford, 203 yards rushing. Gunnar Ashburn, 108 yard rushing. Reese Smith had 2 interceptions for the Rebels. Who are you with? Rebels. Washington County at Casey County. Casey County is number 9 in 3A. Remember I told you last week that Lincoln County, it was the first win that Casey County ever had over them? So now here comes Washington County, 49-7 Casey County. The Rebels are now 4-0, scored 37 points in their opener, then 38, and then back-to-back 49-point games now. How about Casey County?
Yeah, their offense is rolling.
North Laurel at Lincoln County. Lincoln County gets off the schneid, 47-25 winners over North Laurel. Travis Lefeu's Patriots, first win of the season. Chris Larkey's Jaguars started last season 9-0, finished 11-2. Lost 28-24 to eventual state runner-up Pulaski County in the region final. North Laurel now 3-2 to start the season. Garrett County at East Jessamine, 34-22. Garrett behind Jacob Foley's 190 yards and 3 touchdowns rushing. Aaron Fortenberry for East Jessamine, 176 yards. Clay County at West Jessamine, all West Jess. 21-0 Colts snapped the 3-game losing streak that they were on. Belfry at Pikeville. This is 3A state champs versus 1A state champs from last year. What do you think?
Belfry.
All day. The autumn wind is a pirate. 56-13 Belfry.
They may be one of the best teams to come out of the mountains in a while.
You look, they had 3 running backs who all broke. One of them had 65 and 63-yard TD runs. Another one had an 80-yard TD run, and another one a 76-yard TD run. Belfry's 4-0 and bad. Paintsville, number 1 in 1A. 36-3, Paintsville over Williamsburg. Paintsville now 5-0, my Jackets now 1-4. But losses to 2A's number 2 ranked team, LCA, number 10, Somerset, number 8, Leslie County, and now number 1 in 1A, Paintsville. I predict Williamsburg closes the season on a 5-game win streak and wins the district for number 1 playoff seed. Had the exact same final 5 opponents last season and went 4-1 against them after an 0-4 start. I'm just telling you. Whitley County at Bell County, 20-6. Whitley County improves to 3-1. Bell drops to 2-3. Johnson Central, number 1 in Class 4A, busted up Harlan County, 44-8. They're now 4-0. Seneca and Male, as we go up to Louisville, number two are the Bulldogs in Class 6A, 63-6 Male. Highlands, number eight in Class 5A. St. X, number seven in 6A, all St. X, 45-18 the final. Trinity, number one team in the state in the big class. PRP, number 10 in 6A. You know Trinity won this game, 29-10, Shamrocks 5-0. Fern Creek, number four in Class 5A, at DeSales, number five in Class 2A, 27-14. DeSales. Bowling Green, the unstoppable force, number one in Class 5A, blows out Warren Central, 60-0. 5-0 are the Purples. North Hardin, good team this year, number nine in Class 6A, at South Warren, our boy Brandon Smith's team, number four in Class 4A, 20-10, South Warren, the defending 4A state champs, improved to 4-1. It hands North Hardin its first loss. Christian County at Hopkinsville. We're out there, western part of the state. You know that's a big game right there.
Yep.
Big. Christian County, number two in Class 5A. Hoptown, number three in 4A. 19-16, Christian County gets the bragging rights and goes to 4-1. Staying out west, Mayfield, number one in Class 2A. At Graves County, 42-14, Mayfield is now 5-0. Davis County at Owensboro. Owensboro, number 9 in 5A, 36-6 Owensboro. Owensboro Catholic, number 6 in 2A at Apollo, 36-12. OCATH has now won four straight. And then in Northern Kentucky, the number 3 team in Class 6A is Simon Kenton. That's who Scott County, Lafayette will have to deal with in the playoffs, most likely. 46-20, Simon Kenton beats Cooper. They're 5-0. And then finally, we end with Beechwood, number 2 in Class 1A at Covington Catholic, number 5 in Class 5A. All Covcath, 44-10. The Colonels scored 34 points in the third quarter and held the Tigers to just 58 yards of offense for the game. It was Beechwood's first loss. We've got to get to a break because next we've got Maury Hanks from Global Sports Management on the Dan and Mary Jo Show.
On ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
The Dan and Mary Jo Show continues after this on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
Disability questions? Morgan & Morgan at forthepeople.com.
In Kentucky, blue means something. It means family. It means community. It means tradition. And in Kentucky, Paul Miller Ford is your true blue dealer, serving Central Kentucky for three generations. Shop Paul Miller Ford for hundreds of quality vehicles, including the Kentucky-built new 2017 Ford Escape, as low as $18,975. Shop your true blue dealer anytime at paulmillerford.com.
You can trust your car to Fleet Doc.
Most families and businesses have a fleet of vehicles, and everyone needs a vehicle doctor they can trust. At Fleet Doc, we are a trusted vehicle doctor. From oil changes to complete engine replacements, Fleet Doc does it all, and at fleet prices. See them for all your service needs, and tire inspections are always free on Contract Street near Greens Toyota or at fleet-doc.com.
Fleet Doc's got the cure that your car needs. Fleet Doc Drive!
Don't take chances with your fine clothing. Come to Emperor's Cleaners and have your clothes treated like royalty. Emperor's Cleaners will make you look good every day. Or for special occasions, Emperor's Cleaners also preserves wedding gowns to make them look as good as new. Emperor's Cleaners specializes in leather cleaning, shirt laundry, custom work, and alterations. You'll find them in the Idle Hour Shopping Center on Richmond Road. Open Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. and Saturday from 9 until 3. Emperor's Cleaners treats you and your clothes like royalty.
It's one thing to be aware of breast cancer. It's another to do something about it.
A great way to educate yourself about personal risk, learn about screening and treatment options, and help fight for a cure for this disease that affects 1 in 8 women in the U.S. during her lifetime, is to register today for Lexington's 20th anniversary Race for the Cure.
Join Susan G. Komen, Kentucky, on Saturday morning, October 1st, at Robert Stevens Courthouse Plaza. For more information on breast cancer or to register for the race, visit KomenKentucky.org today.
The Dan and Mary Jo Show, local and live. Call 381-1313 to be a part of the show or tweet them at D Reefer or at MJP18. Now back to Dan and Mary Jo on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
Global Sports Management's Maury Hanks is who we can thank for these tickets we can give away for the NBA exhibition game between the Wizards and Kings at Rupp Arena October 15th, the day after Big Blue Madness.
We've already given away our first set of tickets. We'll give away another set tomorrow.
Mark was the big winner. We'll give away another pair tomorrow. So good morning, Maury. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning. Thank you very much for having me. I appreciate it.
No, we appreciate the tickets. Absolutely. And so do our listeners. Thank you so much. Just talk a little bit about the game coming up October 15th.
Yes, October 15th, 7 p.m. there at Rupp Arena. We've got our NBA preseason game that we've put on three out of the last 4 years between the Washington Wizards and John Wall and the Sacramento Kings with DeMarcus Cousins, Willie Cauley-Stein, and Scal's coming back as a rookie. And we're really looking forward to having everybody come in to play.
You've had success with these in, 2013. It was the Wizards and the Pelicans at Rupp Arena. And then
that was the first one I did.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
And then last year, it was the Kings and the Pelicans, and that drew about 19,000.
Yes, that was a great turnout, and people there in the Bluegrass State love their basketball, especially their former Wildcat players, and so we're doing it again this year, October 15th.
Yeah, it's getting easier to find teams that have more than two Kentucky players on them now too.
Yes, that definitely is, and like I said, I do appreciate you having me on to talk about the game.
Yeah. Kentucky has spread it out. John Calipari has guys all over the place. He wants half the NBA All-Star game to be Kentucky guys. So now you got the Phoenix Suns. Is that a team that you even approached about something?
Yes, I've talked to them about for future years and things like that. The NBA is talking about reducing the number of preseason games they're going to do in future years. That hasn't been ratified yet, but hopefully they'll keep it to where teams will still be interested in playing these neutral site games.
How hard is that to get done? Because, there's so much travel during the preseason and regular season anyways for NBA players. How tough is it to get something like this put together at a neutral site location?
It's quite difficult. A lot of teams, let's say the Chicago Bulls, for example, they sell out most of their preseason games. So they're not going to go to a neutral site that they don't control. Like they may take Doug McDermott back to Omaha and something like that, but I don't think they would go to a place like this. So it's a very unique, specific type of team I'm looking for to bring to Lexington.
Yeah, how do you convince these teams? Like, how do you convince the Pelicans and the Kings? Let's say that game was in New Orleans. How do you convince the owner there to give up the money that he would make on hosting that game?
Well, most teams in the NBA don't sell out or draw very well for preseason games. So you can't charge because you got to charge your season ticket holders for those tickets. So it's better if they go on the road. Most teams will play two at home, two on the road, and then play a couple games like this.
Talking to Global Sports Management's Maury Hanks, and you did mention that you had approached the Phoenix Suns about future. Devin Booker is going to be a star there, so I think you've got you're okay for a few more years with them.
Yes, no, he's a great young player, and like I said, hopefully in the future we can bring them into the fold to play it rough. But as you said, the first year we did it, we had a good turnout. That kind of helped, last year, and then get teams to come back this year. And also the people at Rupp Arena with Carl Hall and the people that work there do a great job of getting the game ready in an NBA-type atmosphere, and not pat myself on the back, but the teams have been very happy with the job I've done on getting the game ready and, doing the back of the house and things of that nature and getting the game ready almost like it's an NBA game. They want it to be as much like an NBA game in terms of the promotion, the back of the house, just where they can basically come in, kind of almost turnkey, play the game, and move on.
And it works out just perfectly with Big Blue Madness on the Friday night, and then this game on Saturday.
And no Kentucky football game.
Kentucky football. Yes, that we've been very fortunate the last couple of years that it's all been able to lay out, on the calendar the proper way.
Well, you go to Keeneland during the day, and then you take the shuttle back to Rupp Arena for the basketball game. That's that.
Exactly. There's a lot of people in Keeneland that time of year, and then people come in for Big Blue Madness. But, yeah, if they would go out and buy their tickets, tickets are a little bit slower than they were the first 2 years, and I'm hoping, in the next 5 weeks they pick up. They can get them on, at the box office there at Rupp. They can go to rupparena.com, and they can also go to ticketmaster.com and get their tickets for the game.
Awesome.
Right. Yeah. Well, Maury, and really
are,
appreciate it.
Like I said, compared to the last 2 years, tickets are a little bit slower, so there's still a lot of really, really good seats. If people have never been to Rupp Arena, they haven't been able to get UK tickets, or they've been, had to sit up top.
Or they haven't been to an NBA game because this will have an NBA feel to it.
Right, exactly.
And if you've not seen NBA players in person,
it's different.
You just don't know what you're missing. It's a different deal for sure.
No, it's. Coach Calipari's had great success there, and he's had a lot of great NBA players. But I mean, these teams are full with great players, you know, from other universities and colleges and things of that nature, and overseas players, and it's the best basketball in the world.
It truly is. It is a different deal than college. And as much as we love college here, to see these NBA players up close and personal and watch them, it's amazing.
No, it really is. And the Kentucky players are very grateful to be able to come back. That's one reason I think these teams do it as well, besides the good turnout and the people at Rupp Arena doing such a great job, is that they know their players, you know, love coming home to playing in front of the fans there at Rupp and things of that nature. So the teams are excited to come back, and even more so the Kentucky players are thrilled to be able to come back for 2 or 3 days, go to Big Blue Madness, see all their former teammates and friends, things like that, and then also play a game.
Hey, Maury, thanks so much for making these tickets available to our listeners so we can give a few away, and we'll keep doing it and maybe have you on before the game.
That'd be very kind of you. I greatly appreciate your time.
Thank you so much, Maury Hanks from Global Sports Management. And we'll be giving away another set of tickets to the October 15th game between the Kings and the Wizards coming up tomorrow on the Dan and Mary Jo Show between 9 and 11. And the way we're giving away these tickets is to people who have been kind enough to listen to us. Have we been on the air for a year?
More than that.
More than that, I guess.
Oh, wait. This show started with the Louisville game last year, right?
That's when I came back from maternity leave.
Yeah, but we started it before then.
Yeah.
So I don't know. We started in the summer or something like that. Yeah, so we've been a full year for sure. Yeah.
So we've talked about a lot of things, but there's also been recurring themes that we've talked about on several shows over the course of the year plus that we've been on. So our loyal listeners should be able to answer
that's
the question.
That's what we want to reward. We want to reward the people who have made us gotten the ratings that we've gotten, which are very good, and made us the number one local sports talk show on the weekends in Lexington.
So we don't want it to be a question that you can Google the answer to.
We'll give you something that you would have to know. You would know the answer by listening. All right, next, we are going to talk about this college football slate of games today here on the Dana Mary Jo Show.
On ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
The Dan and Mary Jo Show continues after this on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
This is a Morgan & Morgan consumer message.
For the last 30 years, our law firm has been in a fist fight with the establishment. Gigantic insurance companies, big tobacco, the pharmaceutical industry, and oil companies like BP. We hit them hard where it counts, right in the pocketbook. Results of $1.2 billion, $90 million, $40 million. So many verdicts of more than $1 million over the years. Billions and billions of dollars for our clients. You heard that right, billions. As a poor boy growing up in Kentucky, I remember what it was like to feel helpless against the powerful. When my brother was paralyzed at 18, I watched the establishment bully him in the legal system. I became enraged and vowed to one day fight back for all of us. This is all very personal to me. Let our experience and financial strength fight for you. Morgan & Morgan, ForThePeople.com. Offices, Lexington.
MLS Power Sports, Central Kentucky's only premier Arctic Cat dealer and one of the highest volume pre-owned power sports stores in the Southeast. MLS Power Sports offers service on all major brand motorcycles, dirt bikes, ATVs, and side-by-sides. Looking to accessorize your ATV? You can find it all at MLS Power Sports. Stop by anytime, 1030 Paris Pike in Georgetown. Meet the friendly, experienced staff that will enjoy serving you. For more information, check out MLSPowerSports.com.
But most of all, ride victoriously. all starts with slow jazz and flickering candlelight to set the perfect mood. But Giuseppe's is more than romantic atmosphere. More than anything, Giuseppe's is about the food. Giuseppe's is renowned for fresh fish and seafood, hand-cut steaks, homemade desserts, an extensive wine list, and of course, amazing pasta dishes. Don't miss live jazz Wednesday through Saturday evenings. Reservations are recommended, so call 272-4269. Giuseppe's, perfect Italian.
The Dan and Mary Jo Show, local and live. Call 381-1313 to be a part of the show or tweet them at D Reefer or at MJP18. Now back to Dan and Mary Jo on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
Third and four, looks into the nickel of San Francisco in the secondary. Hey, somebody has run out on the field. Some goofball in a hat and a red shirt. Now he takes off the shirt. He's running down the middle by the 50. He's at the 30. He's bare-chested and banging his chest. Now he runs the opposite way. He runs at the 50. He runs at the 40. The guy is drunk, but there he goes. The 20. They're chasing him. They're not going to get him. Waving his arms, bare-chested. Somebody stop
Look
that
out.
Man.
Here comes the blue coat, Kevin.
Oh, they got him.
Here comes
coming
the blue
from the
coat.
Left. Oh, and they tackle him at the 40-yard line.
Greatest call in the history of sports broadcasting.
I think right after that he said it was the most exciting thing to happen tonight.
Kevin Harlan with just sheer brilliance when a guy runs onto the field. That's never happened where someone has called it that way, and it is the most hysterical thing ever. I can't watch that or hear that enough.
Oh, my gosh. He's so good.
And they never show because, TV cameras have said, we're not showing you.
Well, that was the Westwood One radio call.
Yeah.
So it wasn't even on TV, right? The TV broadcast was like Berman and
you can't see if you were
You can't sync
watching
it up,
the video when they sync it up because you can't. But that is
brilliant.
That's brilliant.
Absolutely
brilliant. And this is kind of cool because of the game starting at noon in Louisville. Game day has moved inside the stadium for their final picks.
Yeah, which is Layla Ali, right?
Yeah. And Ali with the butterfly symbol is on the back of the helmets for Louisville, and they have a butterfly on the field.
That is cool.
It's
very cool.
So cool.
Yeah. They did this right. They did it upright.
100%.
Absolutely. Yeah. So who's Corso going to pick? Because he's coached at both.
Yeah.
I'm picking Louisville. I mean, that's the first game up today, right at noon, kickoff.
Two of the best young quarterbacks.
I mean,
Lamar Jackson's getting a lot of hype and well-deserved.
And then you have Dalvin Cook.
That Francois is pretty good
for
Florida State.
So it's number 2 Florida State, number 10 Louisville on ABC. In the SEC, Ohio at number 15 Tennessee on the SEC Network. 12:30, it's Vandy at Georgia Tech, ACC Network. Nobody has that. 3 o'clock, it's EKU at Ball State on ESPN3. 3:30, number 1 Alabama at number 19 Ole Miss on CBS. Hugh Freeze trying to become the first coach in the SEC to beat Nick Saban 3 straight years.
He won't.
WKU at Miami, 3:30, Miami, Ohio.
I was going to say, I thought they played at App State today.
Yeah, ESPN 3. Boston College at Virginia Tech. That's at 3:30 on ESPNU. Patrick Toles. New Mexico State, Kentucky on the SEC Network alternate channel. So they've got two channels, the main one and then the one they put the worst game on. East Carolina at South Carolina on the main SEC Network at 4 o'clock. It's not any better. Here's the game I would like.
We couldn't even beat out that game.
Here's the game I would like to see, but it's not on TV anywhere. Nobody's got it. 7 o'clock, Neil Brown and Troy against Shannon Dawson and Southern Miss. UK's two last offensive coordinators finally having success somewhere else.
Yeah, that would be an interesting game to watch.
Yeah. 7 o'clock, Mississippi State at number 20 LSU on ESPN2.
Boy, LSU needs to win that game.
Yeah, they will. If Mississippi State does, oh boy, Kentucky.
Right.
This one's really going to be good, I think. 7 o'clock, number 17, Texas A&M at Auburn on ESPN.
Mm-hmm.
Auburn's favored.
I know.
Number 17, Texas A&M, unranked Auburn. I'd like to see that game. Arkansas is ranked number 24 against Texas State at 7:30 on the SEC Network. at 7:30. Also, it's North Texas at Florida on ESPNU. Florida's now ranked number 23. That's what a win over Kentucky will get you, I guess. I don't know. Number 16, your Missouri Tigers.
Yeah,
at 7:30, your Missouri Tigers.
We're not ranked number 16.
No, number 16, Georgia.
Yeah.
At a buddy of mine texted me this morning. He's on the way there right now. That's at 7:30 tonight on the SEC Network. And then the big games tonight, 7:30, number 12, Michigan State at number 18, Notre Dame on NBC. And at the very same time at 7:30, number 3, Ohio State at number 14, Oklahoma on Fox 56. And then at 8 o'clock, ABC's game is USC at number 7, Stanford. I saw this thing on Scott Van Pelt last night where they said McCaffrey. What's the
Christian McCaffrey.
Christian McCaffrey. Last two games against USC has averaged 355 all-purpose yards. All-purpose yards.
He is fun to watch.
And then, if any of those games are stinkers, they won't be. Michigan State, Notre Dame, close.
Yeah.
Ohio State, Oklahoma, should be close. USC, Stanford, I don't know. But at 10:30, there's one more game that's worth tuning into. Is number 11, Texas at Cal on ESPN. The West Coast stuff. I'm saying here are my predictions and the games that we care about the most today. Kentucky wins and wins by 20 or more. And then I think Louisville wins in a wild one.
Yeah, I don't see this Louisville-Florida State game being a blowout either way.
Now, I'm still debating whether or not to go to the Kentucky game today. It's just... You just don't know. There's a 50% chance it will rain and a 50% chance it won't.
And a 50% chance they won't win by 20. So.
Well, I'm doing it mostly for the kids. It's Heroes Day, so there'll be a lot of military stuff.
Which is awesome. I love when they do that.
Yes. And my boys, they're twin boys, 8 years old. They love that stuff. Took them to an Army surplus store like a few weeks ago.
Oh, yeah.
They about died. I mean, so yes, they would love this stuff. But if it's pouring the rain... They're not going to love anything but the car. Let's go. And I don't want to.
Alabama, Ole Miss, you think Bama wins, right?
Yes.
It's at Ole Miss.
Rammer, jammer, yellow hammer. The Grove is going down.
Yeah, got to.
Yeah. Thanks for listening. Be sure to tune in tomorrow. Our guests include Derek Terry of Rivals.com. We'll talk about Kentucky's big win over New Mexico State.
And more tickets.
On the Dan and Mary JoJo.
And he is Miss Bush Radio 13.
The NFL on ESPN Sports Radio 1300 presents